In today's program, we look at a controversial proposal that calls for the resignation of the Antiguan government and the establishment of an interim administration. The CARICOM Secretary General explains the delay in the appointment of a CARICOM commissioner, and Vincentian Prime Minister James Mitchell says political unification of the Windward Islands is now his overriding priority. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A call by the Antigua Chamber of Commerce for the government to resign and for the establishment of an interim administration has stirred up much debate on the island. The call was made in the chamber's monthly publication, Business Expression. It states that the electorate has lost confidence in the present government and that it is guilty of gross maladministration and incompetence. The Chamber of Commerce says there is widespread corruption in the ruling Antigua Labour Party, and that the scandal surrounding the transshipment of Israeli arms to Colombian drug dealers represents only the tip of the iceberg. The Chamber is proposing that elements of the Labour Party should join with elements of the opposition UNDP, the ACLM, the private sector, and the Christian Council to form an interim government.